Hello, my name is Dave Emery, and this is Sod 2 of For the Record program number 533, titled The Argentine-Florida Connection, Another Hell of a Conspiracy Theory. This has been recorded on November 13th of the year 2005. Now, we're going to begin, once again, we're going to plunge right in, picking up with a cast of characters involving Patricio Lombardi, an Argentine national who is the Deputy Secretary of State for the state of Florida for Latin American affairs. He, in turn, has more connections than a switchboard. We've already looked at how he was a deputy to Carlos Rucauf. Carlos Rucauf has held various cabinet posts in Argentina. He was the labor secretary under Isabel Perón, and in that regard then collaborated allegedly with the Argentinian junta to help Deep Six a number of dissident workers at the Mercedes plant in Argentina. He eventually became the vice president for Carlos Menem, whose administration oversaw not only the bombing of the Israeli embassy in 1992, but the 1994 AMIA bombing. Among the names cropping up in connection with that are Manzer El-Kassar, from the same town in Syria as Menem himself. Menem is of Syrian extraction. Carlos Rucauf, whose deputy Patricio Lombardi is now the deputy to Jeb Bush, also helped to cover up the AMIA bombing by offering an official apology to Argentina. We're going to continue to trace this cast of characters and their many connections. Once again, I want to stress that some of the reading here will be somewhat will be paraphrased, because although all of the documentation will be presented in the description for the program, if you have any experience with internet translations, some of these are, and so I'm going to liberally paraphrase things to make them halfway intelligible. Some of the translations are really quite funny here. This is another translation from a Spanish language site. It's headlined, "A Friend of Menem Could Be Delegate of Bush in Latin America." More about Patricio Lombardi and the aide to Carlos Rucauf. One is Catherine Harris, Secretary of State of Florida. Skipping down, Menem and this is by Fernando Almirón. And the article reads, I'm going to do my best here to translate idiomatically, "Catherine Harris, the controversial Secretary of State of Florida and close friend of Carlos Menem, could become the delegate for President George W. Bush for Latin America." The work of Harris, who comes from a multimillionaire family with commercial interests in Latin America, was so important that the flamboyant North American president was critical to the election of George Bush. It goes on to say here, speaking of Catherine Harris, "The civil employee has in her equipment an Argentinian who worked for Carlos Rucauf and lobbied for the Menemista government. Patricio Lombardi that tried to seat," basically that's Patricio Lombardi. Now again, Patricio Lombardi is the, when it says here that the civil employee has in her equipment an Argentinian, basically meaning that she has at her disposal in her political retinue as part of her political arsenal or repertoire, Patricio Lombardi. That is sort of an interesting idiomatic translation here. The civil employee has an Argentinian in her equipment. By the way, Rucauf and Lombardi are associated with the Peronist Party in Argentina. Juan Perón was a key Nazi ally and the recipient of not only Nazi personnel, but a tremendous amount of the Nazi treasury, which was then recycled back to Argentina. We touched on that last week. More about Catherine Harris. "One thinks that her trips are related to the businesses of Bush in the background and her own businesses. She declared a personal fortune of $6.5 million without counting the tens of millions that her Swedish husband has. Her Swedish husband is Anders Ebbesen." Harris traveled several times to Argentina during Menem's presidency and even says that she and her husband are very much enamored with Buenos Aires. For a couple of years, Harris has adopted Lombardi. Patricio Lombardi, again, the aide to Carlos Rucauf. Patricio Lombardi is now Deputy Secretary of State for Florida for Latin American Affairs. He's in Argentine. The young entrepreneur born in Lanús works as an advisor and honorary to Rucauf when he was a deputy. Skipping down still more of Patricio Lombardi, Now, Lombardi is offered as a lobbyist in the very center of power, and already is a powerful contact of the Colombian group Cisneros. Now, this refers to the Cisneros group in Latin America. That is headed up by Gustav Cisneros, a close ally of the Bushes, an individual who is alleged to have been involved in the abortive coup attempt against the Chavez government in Venezuela. And one of the American subsidiaries of the Cisneros group is Univision, the largest Spanish-language television broadcaster in the United States. Still more about Patricio Lombardi's work as Florida's Secretary of State. This is from Business Wire of March 13th of 2000. Florida Secretary of State Catherine Harris will make a special appearance at DTEC Latin America in Miami Beach on Tuesday and plans to make a major announcement regarding the state's Latin American trade initiatives. This event, an e-market world event, takes place March 14th through 16th at the Fontainebleau Hilton in Miami Beach. Quote, the state of Florida has been instrumental in advancing digital and high-tech trade with Latin America. We are honored that Secretary Harris has chosen DTEC Latin America as a forum to plant the next seed in the state's efforts to cultivate trade with this important region, unquote, said Kate Maddox, DTEC Chairman and Vice President Online Context for eMarket World. Well, Florida has had a lot of trade with Latin America over the years, some of that trade in illicit drugs, as we've seen in so many different programs. Still more here, skipping down. The appearance by Harris follows her recent formation of the Internet Task Force for Florida and Latin America, and the appointment of Patricio Lombardi as the state's first Deputy Secretary of State for Latin American Affairs. Again, Lombardi, the deputy to Carlos Rucalf, alleged to have been behind the elimination of dissident Mercedes workers during the Dirty War, a person who helped cover up the AMIA bombing, and somebody who accompanied Patricio Lombardi to Florida to help cement relations between Florida and Argentina, and specifically Buenos Aires. More about Patricio Lombardi, a sort of mini professional bio. And again, this is from the Arias Kent Latin Relations website. Patricio Lombardi is a principal member of Arias Kent and senior advisor to the Americas, skipping down. Mr. Lombardi was the first state-level Deputy Secretary of State for Latin America in the history of the United States, skipping down again. Some of Patricio Lombardi, again, the Argentine deputy to Carlos Rucalf. He was director for corporate strategy and institutional affairs for the Cisneros Group of Companies, a major pan-regional multimedia and entertainment company with operations throughout the Americas. He also held an important position with the Inter-American Development Bank. Now, Latin America, of course, like the Middle East and many other places, is a primary place of business for the underground Reich elements that grew out of the Bormann Organization. They are alleged to the Bormann Group, that is, or its successor elements, are alleged to be the largest individual landowner in Latin America. And again, some of this stuff will sound like, what? There are very clear historical precedents for this, not only in German geopolitics, but in particular the struggle for empire among the major colonial powers of Europe in the 19th and early 20th century. Understanding World War I doesn't hurt a bit in terms of grasping some of this either. Still more about Patricio Lombardi, the Secretary of State, Deputy Secretary of State for Latin American Affairs for Florida. And again, his Argentine credentials we've already spoken about. He was director for corporate strategy and institutional affairs for the Cisneros Group. Remember that, we're coming back to Cisneros. Still more, he was senior consultant for Greenberg and Traurig, a leading law firm in the United States. It's actually a PR firm. In that capacity, he helped Fortune 100 corporations in their advocacy efforts in the Americas. His opinions on the way, he also talks about his links to the fact that he's been a frequent guest on Univision in the United States. Univision is the largest Spanish-language television network in the U.S. It is a subdivision. It's a subsidiary of the Cisneros Group. And Jerry Parenchio, the Italian-American head of Univision, is one of the primary backers of Arnold Schwarzenegger. But now, Greenberg and Traurig, This from the Washington Post of July 16th of 2004. Ex-lobbyist is focus of widening investigations. Former powerhouse lobbyist Jack Abramoff and public relations entrepreneur Michael Scanlon are the focus of widening investigations this summer, one by Congress and the other a criminal probe involving five federal agencies. Well, in our discussions with the heroic Daniel Hopsicker, we've discussed Jack Abramoff and how Abramoff and company assumed control of Sun Cruise casino boats after the murder of Gus Boulos, and none other than Mohammed Atta went and visited a Sun Cruise casino boat about 5 days before September 11th. Now, Greenberg Traurig, this is the firm to which Patrizio Lombardi was connected. Skipping down. The revelations led to Abramoff's ouster in March from Greenberg Traurig, the law firm where he led one of Washington's most successful lobbying groups. Greenberg Traurig said it acted after Abramoff, quote, disclosed to the firm for the first time personal transactions and related conduct which are unacceptable to the firm, unquote. So not only Abramoff, but also Patrizio Lombardi were linked to Greenberg Traurig, okay? Now, we're talking about Venezuela. We're talking about Cisneros Industries. This is an article about the Bush family's long involvement with Venezuela. It's by Edgar Gonzalez Ruiz, The Bush Family's Murky Dealings in Venezuela. The George W. Bush Jr. government is promoting a bloody military intervention in Iraq and has tried by every means possible, from military uprising to the democratic way, unquote, to destabilize the government of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. Both Iraq and Venezuela have immense petroleum resources. Florida Governor Jeb Bush, the brother of President Bush Jr., is one of the most strident proponents of Chavez's overthrow. The governor has referred to Chavez as a crazy guy, unquote, whose government, quote, needs to be isolated in the international community, unquote. The governor believes that, quote, the support Chavez receives from Castro and the support Castro receives from Chavez incite them. Skipping down still further. A report by journalist Gerardo Reyes, filed November 19, 2000 from Miami, mentions that in 1977, when his father was named CIA director, Jeb established himself in Venezuela as a representative of the Commerce Bank of Texas, owned by James Baker, who was a friend of Bush Sr. and later Secretary of State. And now, by the way, his law firm represents a whole bunch of interesting interests in Saudi Arabia in connection with September 11th. Continuing, speaking of James Baker, of course, Jeb speaks Spanish fluently thanks to his marriage to the Mexican Columba Garnica, which is why the family was rapidly accepted by the rich Venezuelan Petroleum Society. Columba Bush's sister is married to John P. Schmitz. And by the way, John P. Schmitz's sister is none other, and I've forgotten the poor woman's name, but the woman who had a couple of kids by her junior high school student and was jailed for that, Mary Kay Letourneau. By the way, George Magazine wrote a long article exposing the links of Mary Kay Letourneau to the Schmitz family, and then JFK Jr. went down in his plane about a month later. John P. Schmitz Sr. has some interesting, very interesting background. The places where he was stationed are some of the same places that Lee Harvey Oswald was stationed as well when he was being groomed as the intelligence patsy for the murder of President Kennedy. Skipping down still further about Jeb Bush, and it talks extensively about Jeb Bush and his links to the anti-Castro Cuban community. Also in 2002, skipping down, Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd said that when Reich was ambassador, he helped, this is Otto Reich, by the way, the Cuban exile who has become the Assistant Secretary of State for Western Hemisphere Affairs. Also in 2002, Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd said that when Reich was ambassador, he helped accused exiled Cuban terrorist Orlando Bosch flee the United States. By the way, Otto Reich, one of the more interesting people in this administration. Now, Orlando Bosch was the head of KORU. He, along with Iran Contra participant Luis Posada Carriles, was charged with the bombing of an Air Cubana plane in 1976 in Venezuela. Orlando Bosch and Carew were key elements of what freelance journalist Henrik Kruger called the Internacional Fascista, which also involved the same Argentinian death squads that are linked to Carlos Rukov and, by extension, Patricio Lombardi, the Deputy Secretary of State for Latin American Affairs. Skipping down, now here we're going to come across Gustavo Cisneros of the Cisneros Group of Industries. That is the group to which Patricio Lombardi was linked, as well as his links to Greenberg Traurig, the Abramoff lobbying and law firm. After the failed coup d'etat against Chavez, television magnate and Bush senior friend Gustavo Cisneros was implicated as one of the principal proponents of the coup. Cisneros publicly denied his role in the coup, but the magazine Newsweek noted that Pedro Carmona, quote, was seen leaving Cisneros' office before going to the government palace to swear in as provisional president. According to Newsweek, Venezuelan legislator Pedro Pablo Alcantara said that the brief Carmona dictatorship was organized in Cisneros' offices and that Cisneros was the, quote, supreme commander, unquote, of the operation. Newsweek also said that Otto Reich had spoken with Cisneros two or three times during the events of the coup. Skipping down, of Cisneros. 57-year-old Gustavo Cisneros Rendiles has a fortune of around $5 billion U.S. dollars, one of the largest in Latin America, after Mexican Carlos Slim. Cisneros occupies the 94th position on the list of the 500 richest men in the world, according to Forbes magazine. Of Cuban origin, Cisneros is the majority shareholder in Univision, the largest Spanish-language TV chain in the United States, and he possesses channels with vast audiences in other countries such as Venevision in Venezuela, Chilevision, Caracol Television of Colombia, and Caribbean Communications Network. He also owns the bottler Panamco and is a major shareholder in Coca-Cola. Cisneros, together with his wife Patricia Phelps, were often on the White House guest list of Ronald and Nancy Reagan. The friendly relationship between Cisneros and Bush Sr. also seems to encompass privatizing the state-owned PDVSA, putting it on Bush Sr.'s list of Texas businesses. Also allegations here of drug trafficking and money laundering. Skipping down yet again. Cisneros belongs to the Americas Society, a nonprofit organization chaired by David Rockefeller, whose mission is to, quote, provide members strategic advantages for doing business in a region that offers enormous opportunities, but also considerable risks, unquote. Another member of this society is Chilean media magnate Agustin Edwards, who was a key figure in the CIA-backed conspiracy against the constitutional government of Salvador Allende. And then talking about allegations that the Cisneros empire basically has been involved with money laundering and drug trafficking. Skipping down after discussing some of these allegations, Ricardo Cisneros, Gustavo's brother and second-in-command of the family business, was involved in the most notorious financial scandal in Venezuela history, the 1994 failure of Banco Latino, the result of which a Venezuelan judge issued an arrest warrant against Ricardo, accusing him of fraud as a member of the bank's board of directors. According to the charges, the board of directors approved credit to businesses, some of them owned by individual board members, exceeding legal limits, and diverted bank funds. Ricardo, who was out of the country when the warrant was issued, fled. By the way, apparently an airplane that belonged to one of the Cisneros businesses had been busted with a whole bunch of cocaine on it as well. Still more here about Cisneros. Now, and of Univision. Now, here we're going to move to the American subsidiary of the Cisneros media and business empire. This is Univision, the largest Spanish-language television network in the United States. This, however, is chaired by another fabulously wealthy guy who's an Italian-American and altogether mysterious. This is from Hispanic Business Magazine, The Invisible Media Mogul, December 2003. If Jerry Perenchio is a misunderstood man, he deserves to be. For years, the CEO of Univision Communications has not granted media interviews. Security guards wave off photographers who try to snap his picture. In 1996, Univision provided Hispanic Business with an official photograph, but the network quickly requested its return, and that was the last known image of the CEO. For that reason, this issue's cover features an illustration based on that photograph. Again, for a major business figure and media person, this guy is incredibly secretive. The lack of information about the 72-year-old Mr. Perenchio invites people to fill in the blanks. A Los Angeles magazine story quoted anonymous sources who called him smooth, dapper, and witty, but no one denies his most public attribute, a knack for successful deals. This year's merger of Univision and Hispanic Broadcasting stands as his latest triumph in a life of gutsy negotiations. Mr. Perenchio came to Hollywood from Fresno, the son of an Italian-American vintner. An only child, he attended the University of California, Los Angeles, where he made money organizing frat parties. After a stint in the Air Force, he took a job in 1957 at the talent agency MCA under the legendary agent Lou Wasserman. Now, again, in the book Dark Victory, author Dan Mulday links MCA and Lou Wasserman to organized crime and to the rise of Ronald Reagan. Skipping down. Politicians also have a place in his circle, and he's friendly with elected officials ranging from California Governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger to members of the Malibu City Council. Again, his secretive nature tends to create an impression of shadiness. And he has been involved in boxing promotion. He's also listed as the 76th richest person in the United States with a net worth of $2.3 billion. And we're going to talk a little more about Mr. Perenchio here. I have misplaced one article that I meant to read. I will include that in the written description. Basically, what that article made, it delineates Arnold Schwarzenegger's number, basically his top financial backers. One of them, of course, is William Armstead Robinson, the cat's paw for Deutsche Post to move into the U.S. carrier market, courtesy of DHL. By the way, their legal work is being done by Wilmer Cutler and Pickering, that now employs the former CDU treasurer, for whom John P. Schmitz worked. Again, we're talking about networking here. And Wilmer Cutler Pickering not only handling Deutsche Post's cat's pawing into the U.S. Commercial carrier market, courtesy of DHL, whose number one guy, William Armstead Robinson, is number one backer of Schwarzenegger. But Jerry Perenchio, the head of Univision, is another of Arnold Schwarzenegger's number one big financial backers. Yet another of those is none other than developer William Lyon. William Lyon is the guy who set up some of the bogus universities, these diploma mills, or whose name was lent to the largest of those. And as we looked at in For the Record 507 and some of our discussions with Daniel Hopsicker, it appears that on the West Coast, some of these bogus universities and diploma mills were basically used as fronts for a number of illicit activities connected with the shadier elements of the intelligence community, drug trafficking, and the trafficking around of some of the West Coast 9/11 hijacker-related elements. So the fact that William Lyon, William Armstead Robinson, and Jerry Perenchio, the head of Univision, the American subsidiary of the Cisneros Latino media empire, that is more than a little interesting. Now, bear in mind the article we read that featured the allegations concerning Gustavo Cisneros' alleged participation in the coup attempt against Chavez. In April of 2004, Gustavo Cisneros' nephew, Carlos, was found dead of an alleged drug overdose. And again, all of the various references here will be included in the descriptions for the program. This says, Cisneros' nephew, 38, found dead in Los Angeles from drug overdose. Carlos Enrique Cisneros, a nephew of Venezuelan media mogul Gustavo Cisneros, has been found dead at his Los Angeles home after a drug overdose at age 38. He was a former Miami Beach Citizen of the Year and former president of the Cisneros Television Group. He was discovered dead late Saturday night, but the circumstances remain obscure as a news blackout surrounds his death. And again, it's alleged that this was a drug overdose. There's been very, very, very little media coverage of this. Skipping down, in a statement, shadowy billionaire Gustavo Cisneros, who was directly involved in the April 2003 coup d'etat against President Hugo Chavez Frias, said that, quote, "The entire Cisneros family is in mourning for our beloved Carlos Enrique. He enriched our lives every day as a nephew, a cousin, a brother, and a son." So who knows about the death of Carlos Cisneros, of an alleged drug overdose? What was that linked to? Was it in any way linked to drug smuggling, money laundering, the coup attempt in Venezuela, or all of those things? A good question. By the way, one thing, too, about Jerry Perenchio, the head of Univision, the American Latin language television subsidiary of the Cisneros Group. Jerry Perenchio, in addition to being one of the primary financial backers of Arnold Schwarzenegger, along with William Lyon and William Armstead Robinson, apparently is a promulgator of all sorts of nasty garbage to the Latino television viewing audience. This is an article initially from the L.A. Times of April 24th of 1998 by Jill Stewart. Actually, no, not the L.A. Times, but New Times of Los Angeles, April 24th, 1998. I'm wondering what could possibly be going on in the mind of Jerry Perenchio, the 197th richest man in America, now apparently 76th, an Italian-American Republican who gave a stunning $500,000 to various Republicans in 1996 alone, and who controls Univision, the Spanish-language network that dominates the airwaves in many immigrant households here. And it said, he is a well-known hedonist who made his early fortune as a partner of Norman Lear and built his wife a $5 million private golf course on a Malibu bluff, and who is now getting even richer by feeding Southern California's Mexican-American population a steady diet of the dumbest, cheapest, most prurient TV programming imaginable. And, again, skipping down, instead of blaxploitation, Univision has managed to invent, quote, mexploitation, unquote, assembling a hideous collection of shows that include a painful-to-watch Spanish version of Hee Haw and infamous bodice-ripping telenovas, which are so filled with lowbrow bad sex that a teenage friend of Rodriguez's calls Univision the porno channel, unquote. Sounds like the Univision network is basically doing for the Latino population that view it what an awful lot of American media interests have been doing, basically dumbing down the population and getting them ready to accept people like Arnold Schwarzenegger as governor. Perenchio is one of Schwarzenegger's big backers, along with William Lyon, deeply involved with the bogus universities that were used to traffic some of the hijacker-related elements around on the West Coast. Again, For the Record 507 talks about that. And again, this network goes through to Florida, to Argentina, elements connected with the dirty war down there, and the AMIA bombing, and a number of other people and institutions. Again, this is a complex network, and it touches a lot of different bases, running from Jack Abramoff to the Argentinian junta, to Jeb Bush, to Catherine Harris, to Univision, to the Venezuelan business partners of the Bush administration. Description to the show, the various internet references will be available. If the broadcast has seemed somewhat bumpy, as it may have, bear in mind that I'm working with some idiomatic, we're working with some internet translations, and those aren't the best. So just note, remember that Catherine Harris has an Argentinian in her equipment. So, and unfortunately, what Catherine Harris has done to all of us, some of them may be doing to us as well. So, any event, that wraps up this broadcast. This concludes Side 2 of For the Record program number 533, The Argentine-Florida Connection, Another Hell of a Conspiracy Theory. My name's Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.